Many of you know that Antonín Dvořák was a famous Czech composer and wrote some symphonies that are really something that we in America truly enjoy, because he wrote one of them here in the United States. And he lived from 1841 to 1904, but what you probably didn't realize was that he was a struggling composer, just like many other composers were. And before any of that happened, he had to really work to get his name out there. And so what he did was that he applied to the Austrian Straight Music Prize scholarship fund that they had, and he won that scholarship 3 out of 4 years, in 1874, 76, and 77. And one of the judges on that committee was Johannes Brahms, who was so impressed with his work that he convinced his own personal publisher, Fritz Simrock, to publish Dvořák. So Dvořák published this first work called Moravian Duets, which were critically acclaimed and achieved its own measure of success. And then the publisher asked him to write something dance-like. So he thought about it, and he realized that Johannes Brahms had written the Hungarian dances, and Brahms had used the melodies from his native Hungary. But Dvořák decided he wanted to write his own melodies, so he did that, and he wrote it for four hands piano, and it was very much a success. And then the publisher said, could you orchestrate that? And so that's what he did, and this became Slavonic Dances Opus 46, and that's what you're going to hear right now.